You know, I'm not the only one who has been praying very fervently for that gospel class.
我知道就是我不是唯一的一个 为这个福音班的人员兄弟姐妹们祷告，而且迫切的祷告。There
are some Sundays where I, as early as I can, be up. I will be up, and the first thing I do is pray for those friends in that class.
有些礼拜天，我尽量起的特别早。 为这个班的朋友祷告，为我们福音班的朋友祷告。
And of course, I pray for Pastor James and the co-workers ministering in that.
当然，我也同时为我们范长老还有其他的同工祷告。
These are friends who have come into this place, this gathering of believers, and something has been drawing them, or let's say someone has been drawing them.
这些朋友来到我们这群信徒中间，我们知道肯定是有些事情吸引了他们，或者我们可以说有某个人吸引着他们。As
soon as we saw this group, there were brothers and sisters saying, we have to find a way to bring the gospel to them.
当我们看到这群朋友的时候， 我们马上就知道，我们一定要想尽办法把福音带到他们中间去。And
how many weeks, Pastor James, was that class?
那这样一共是七个礼拜的福音课。So
between 7 and 10 weeks, there have been people in this group of believers who have been fervently praying for you.
所以在过去的7到10周的时间，在这个教会当中，有一群兄弟姐妹们为你们在迫切，一直在迫切的祷告。And
I, for those of you who participated in praying,
那些参与祷告的弟兄姐妹们，
I know you feel as happy as I do.
我知道你今天的感觉是和我一样的，是非常的高兴。Because
this is our God who answers prayers.
这就是我们的神，我们的神是回应我们的祷告的。And
although I have not been in that class,
虽然我没有在参加那个班，
I'm part of that class.
我知道我也是那个班里的一员。I
participated in that class.
我也参与了那个班。And
so this morning when we upstairs, in the upstairs class, we heard clapping from downstairs. We hear some woo-hoos.
所以今天早上我们是在楼上那个班，我们听到楼下那个班呢，有人在鼓掌。And
we were praying for that class this morning.
我们今天早上就在为这个班祷告。Some
of us were saying, hallelujah.
有些人在说hallelujah.
We already know what's happening.
我们知道是发生了什么事情。If
you don't have a sense of joy, of rejoicing when you hear that someone has gone from death to life.
如果当你听到或知道有人从死里复活的时候，你的内心没有这种喜乐的话，
you may be missing out on the joy of your own salvation.
那你对你自己的救赎可能也没有喜乐。
Anyone who has experienced the joy of God's grace and God's love wants nothing more than for other people to have that as well.
任何人如果经历过神的恩典的喜乐的话，他也会希望其他的人都经历同样的喜乐。God's
word says this.
那神的话语是这样说。That
even when one sinner repents and turns to God,
甚至只有一位罪人悔改，认罪，接受了主。
The angels rejoice.
所有的天使都会喜乐。Right?
There are angels rejoicing this morning. Amen?
那今天早上也有天使在和我们一起一同喜乐。
And so we just want to thank God, and we love this, and we want to welcome them into our family.
我们要感谢神，我们要欢迎我们的
弟兄姐妹们。 Elaine's our one of our party people in the church. The party people, party person.
那 Elaine 是我们教会的 开。
聚会的其中，不是聚会，no. How do you say in Chinese?
I don't know, party.
Okay, 这个姐妹在我们教会是很会开 party 的姐妹，是我们教会当中有几位很会开 party 的，她是算一位。她一听到，她就说：“那我们要开 party， 我们要开 party， 是不是？”
So let's have party after.
对不对？ She says, "Let's have a party." Right?
Yeah.
We celebrate birthdays.
我们庆祝生日,
and this is a birthday.
这也是生日,
this is a birthday.
这是生日,
because the Bible says they have been born again today.
因为圣经上说过,他们今天重生了。And
so blessed for my brother, how beautiful are the feet that bring the what? Good news.
我们也祝福我们的兄弟，我们这位在座的兄弟，我们是如此的蒙福，我们有如此好的消息。When
you bring the gospel,
当你把福音，
the word of God describes your feet as not ugly or stinky; they're beautiful.
当你把福音和神的话语描述成如此美丽，What
do we call toes in our family? What do you guys call that? Dogs. You got beautiful dogs. Beautiful dogs. So I'm excited. I'm just so excited this morning. I don't know why. I can't even preach my sermon. I'm just so excited for that. God, I want to come before you and come before you with my new brothers and sisters.
神啊，我要来到你的面前，我要和我的新的弟兄和姐妹们一起来到你的面前。And
we humble ourselves before you and say thank you, and we rejoice in the goodness of God.
我们要在你的面前谦卑我们的心，我们要一同向你说，我们感谢你，我们感谢你给我们的喜乐，感谢给我们感谢你给我们的。
We rejoice because of the goodness you show to those of us who know that we were sinners.
我们感谢你，因为你把你的美善显示给那些知道自己是罪人的。We
rejoice because you are so good to your people.
我们喜乐是因为你对你的子民是如此的爱慕。
That no matter how low of a circumstance sometimes we may be in, we can still rejoice because we trust in who you are.
因为不管我们的处境有多么糟糕，我们知道， 因为你，正是因为你，我们仍旧可以有喜乐。Because
your love comes to us like a flood.
因为你的爱就像洪水一样来到我们。
So we give you thanks and praise and glory this morning.
我们今天早上要把赞美、感谢、荣耀全都归给你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. A father and son were working on a puzzle together.
一位父亲和一个孩子在一起拼图。
And this was a double-sided puzzle. Not sure if you've seen those before.
那这个拼图呢，是两面的。One
side of the puzzle was the portrait of a person.
那这个拼图的一面呢，是一个人的画像。The
other side of the puzzle was a picture of the world.
那另外一面呢，是一个世界的地图。And
so... the boy got distracted and went off. The father is working on the puzzle.
那这个孩子呢，走开了。这位父亲呢，自己呢，一个人在拼图。
And the father was struggling. He's not as good at puzzles as his son. He's just struggling because he's trying to put all the pieces of the world together.
那这位父亲呢，就很艰难的把一片一片的图，希望他再拼一片片的图，但是呢，他非常的困难。
You know, like any good child, you see when your father is frustrated or your parents are frustrated.
但是知道吗？一个好孩子有时候通常能够看到你的父亲有困难的时候，他能够看到。
And so the boy saw that his father was very frustrated.
那这个小男孩看到他的父亲呢，有些泄气了。
And he says, "Dad, turn all the pieces over. It's a lot easier to work on the person side of it."
所以他跟他的父亲说，爸爸，你把这个拼图翻过来，如果你对着这个人拼的话会比较容易。
And just in a few minutes, the father got happy and was putting the whole puzzle together. The son worked with him, and very quickly, the puzzle was put together.
所以这位父亲照着他的话说了，仅仅几分钟，他们就把这个拼图完成了。
As he finished the puzzle, the boy said to his father,
当他们拼完这个图的时候，这位男孩子跟他爸爸说，
Dad, you see, when you get the person right, the world is right.
那爸爸，你有没有看到呢？当你把这个人拼对了，这个世界就对了。
This week, we are looking at the conclusion, as Pastor James has been leading us, in the conclusion of this letter, 1 Corinthians.
那今天呢，我们要讨论的呢，就是哥林多前书第一章这封信的总结。
And part of this conclusion, he has two verses that we're going to look at today.
那这个总结当中呢，其中的一部分呢，就是有两点我们今天要讨论的。
And I believe that these verses help to strengthen some of the things that Pastor James was preaching on the last few weeks, which I really was blessed by.
我相信这两点呢，能够强调或者加强范长老前面几次的讲道。
And I believe that these words are written for each Christian of the church.
我相信这些话语呢是针对我们教会的每一位信徒所写的。
Because like the boy said,
就像这个男孩子说的，
when you get the person right,
他说如果你把这个人拼对了，
then the church is right.
那这个教会就对了。
So let's look at these verses. We'll read them together, all together in English and Chinese. It's going to sound a little chaotic. Let's just read it together.
我们来看这几节经文，我们中英文一起读。
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. And let all you do be done in love. Amen. So in this conclusion of this letter to this church,
在这封信的总结里，
He wants to encourage them to strengthen everything he's been saying.
他希望他要鼓励整个教会呢，要加强他所说的一切。
And the first thing he points them to is number one, to be watchful.
第一点他指出来的就是要警醒。
Be watchful.
务要警醒。
The word means to be alert.
那这是指呢要警惕。
It also means to stay awake. You actually hear that language a lot in Scripture, to stay awake and to be alert.
也是指呢，在我们经文上听到很多的，就是清醒，保持清醒。
I think there's a few areas as we think about this particular letter that he's addressing to be alert in.
在有几处不同的地方，我们也看到在这封信里，他都提起过要清醒。
Number one, be alert that Jesus is coming again and he's coming soon.
要保持警惕，第一点就是我们要警惕耶稣基督马上会再来。
The first time Jesus came, he came as a servant.
耶稣基督第一次来的时候是以仆人的身份来的。
To suffer and to die.
是来受苦，是为我们而死的。
The second time Jesus comes,
那耶稣再来的时候，
he will come in glory.
他会带着荣耀而来
and strength and power and judgment
会带着力量而来会带来审判
Jesus used this word of himself a lot to say be alert I am coming again
耶稣也提起过同样的话语你们要警惕我会再来
He would use this word a lot to remind his people to stay awake
他用这样的话语来提醒他的子民要保持清醒。
And part of being alert, he would use is to be ready.
保持警醒的一部分呢，就是要预备好。
In reference to the many gifts that he has given to us, how we have used our gifts for its intended purposes.
那我们讲到他给我们的许多恩赐，那我们当中很多的恩赐就是我们是如何来为他的目的而使用。
So let's stay awake, let's be alert, ready for Jesus' return.
让我们保持警醒，让我们保持清醒，要为耶稣基督的再来而准备好。
It's a sense that we are spiritually awake.
那这是指呢我们灵性上的清醒。
So don't be spiritually asleep.
希望呢不要在灵性上而睡着了。
Be alert.
我们要警惕。
Be spiritually awake.
我们要在灵命上要清醒。
Number two, he's referring to being alert for corrosive influences.
那第二点呢，它是指我们要警惕那些腐蚀性的影响。
That church in that day, very similar to us, is sitting in the midst of tremendous corrosive influences.
那当时那个哥林多教会呢，跟我们的教会也一样，就是在当时有非常多的不好的腐蚀的在世上的一些影响。
To be alert,
我们要警惕。
To be alert also of in the context what is happening in the church.
我们呢也要当然要在要警惕我们教会当中所发生的一些事情。
There were so many things that were happening in this church.That he wanted them to say, "Would you wake up and be alert to what's happening around you within the church?"
当时那个教会也有很多事情在发生，他是想要告诉教会的信徒说，你们要清醒，要警惕你们当中所发生的一些事情。
I'm sure some of you did not know that there was a gospel class going on and wish that in the future, I wish I knew. If I was awake and aware of that happening in the church, I would want to participate in praying for them too.
我知道我们当中或许有些人并不知道我们有这个福音班一直在进行的。你现在知道了或许呢你也会希望就是哎呀我或许我应该更加清醒一些。如果我知道有这样一个福音班的话，我也希望参与。
Be alert also for what's happening in the lives of your brothers and sisters.
我们也要警醒，就是我们弟兄姐妹的生命生活当中发生的一切事情。
When you see one of your brothers or sisters missing,
如果你没有看到其中的一位弟兄或姐妹
，or MIA。What's MIA? Do you guys know MIA? Missing in what? Action.
如果他今天就是有些活动他没有参加。
Or you see them not using their spiritual gifting.
或者你看到他没有使用他们的恩赐。
When you see that someone's spiritual life is taking this dip.
或者你看到他的灵命呢好像在在退缩。
Which happens sometimes.
有时候会发生。
Have you ever felt or had a thought of saying, I should call someone, I should text that person, I should reach out to them and see how they're doing? Have you ever had that before? Yes?
你有没有曾经有没有如果遇到这些事情看到这些事情你有没有过这个想法我应该打个电话给那位兄弟或者我应该跟他联系看看他怎么了
有没有过有没有过 Yes? Have you? When you have that thought, usually...It's the Holy Spirit.
如果你有这种想法过的话呢，这肯定是圣灵在感动你。
I'm thinking and caring about what's going on in the rest of the church.
我在思考，我也在乎，就是我们教会所发生的一切事情。
As you think of them, as the Spirit puts them on your heart, pray for them, and you're thinking, I should reach out to them, I should call them, I should text them, I should WeChat them. Do it. Don't quench the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵把这个人放在你的心里，那你就不要犹豫，你就打电话给他们，联系他们，和他们交流。
Pastor James said last week that when we think about our spiritual family,
范长老上次提到过，当我们想到我们灵命上的家庭的时候
，our nature, our God-given nature ought to be, I want to care and protect them.
那我们神给我们的本能就是我希望能够照顾并且保护他们。
That word that he preached went straight into my heart. I've been thinking about it all week. Am I living out that nature to want to protect and care for every brother and sister here?
当他讲到这件的时候、深深的、影响了我，我整个礼拜都在、考虑我有没有、照顾，我有没有 保护我们教会的弟兄姐妹们呢。
And sometimes we may see that our brother or sister is being influenced by some corrosive influence that is hurting their faith.
有时候呢，我们也会看到我们当中有些弟兄姐妹呢，被外在的一些不好的、影响了，在伤害着他们的信心。
Some of the young people, you may see your brothers and sisters watching certain movies or certain shows that you're like, that may not be good for them.
或许 年轻的这些弟兄姐妹们也看到你们当中可能有些弟兄姐妹们在看一些不那么好 不那么、好的电影、
so,
对他们不好的一些电影。
So we need to be alert not just for ourselves, but for our brothers and sisters in this church family.
我们呢不仅仅要对自己 保持警惕，我们也要对、教会的每一员保持警惕。
Find a way, pray for them and say, hey sister, I'm not sure if that particular show is really good for your soul.
我们呢要为他们祷告、也可以跟他们、婉转的说嘿、这位姐妹、这部电影我不知道，我觉得对你的内心不是，对你的心灵不是那么好。
Maybe there's something else we can watch together or something.
或者呢有没有其他的好的电影我们可以一起看。
There's a、Bex and I just had a conversation with another sister in our church.
我太太和我呢刚刚、对、和我们教会的一位姐妹有一个对话。
And we talked about certain shows that are, it's so easy to access today.
我们谈到就是有些电影或者、演出哈，我们今天我们现在呢很容易就看到。
And we were talking saying this is so bad. If we allowed our kids to be around this, it'd be so bad for their soul and our soul.
我们也提到如果这些电影、让我们孩子看到的话，甚至让我们自己看的话，对我们和孩子的心灵是多么的不好。
Bex and I do watch shows, butEvery now and then we'll see a show and we will agree and say, this is really, there's so much evil in it. We're going to just stop it. We don't even care what happens to the main character anymore.
我们呢有时候当然也看电影，也看一些演出，但是呢有时候我、但是呢如果是碰到一个不好的电影，即使看了一半我们也会停止。
I'm so glad that my wife and I can have those conversations and say, we'll look at each other and be like, this is not good anymore.
我很高兴就是我的太太和我呢基本上观点都一致，如果不好的电影我们基本上都会同意，这对我们并不好，我们不应该看。
So be alert, be awake, be spiritually awake, be on guard, be watchful for anything that is coming into us that is not good for us.
我们呢所以我们要警醒警惕，我们要保持灵命上的清醒，特别是对、那些、来、不好的东西
that will mislead our thinking.
特别是那些会、误导我们的一些东西。
And that leads us to number three, three, that Paul would want to say, be alert for the enemy's attacks.
那这也呢带领到我们、带领我们到第三点，保罗所说的，我们要对敌人的攻击警惕。
We may not be tuned into this.As much.
或许我们呢、没有、特别的就是在对这方面没有特别的、有感受
很敏感 but there is spiritual activity always going on.
但是呢、那个灵命上的一些活动呢是一直在、在进行的。
The word of God says
神的话语说
that he will blind the eyes of non-believers.
神的话语说他会使那些非信徒的眼睛看不见。
He will blind their eyes.
他会把他们的眼睛包上。
And so only God himself has to intervene. There's spiritual activity where God himself has to remove the blindness so that they can see who Jesus is.
所以呢，只有神亲自把他的把他的灵注入他们当中，移开他们的移开遮掩的，然后他们可以看到、体会到耶稣基督。
There had to be spiritual activity. God had to intervene. Things that we cannot see, but that is happening in the spirit world, where God had to ward off the enemy to remove the blinders so that they can see the gospel.
在灵的活动里，我们有很多我们看不见。神会把我们他们的眼睛蒙上，只有神亲自行动，把他们的蒙眼把他们的蒙眼布拿开，他们能够让灵神的圣灵进入他们。
So the scripture says in 1 Peter 5:8, let's look at this together. Be sober minded. Be what? Watchful. That's alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion.Seeking someone to devour.
所以在彼得一书5:8说到，务要谨守、警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
And do you know the main way that the devil wants to attack us?
那你知不知道？魔鬼来攻击我们的主要方式是什么？
His attack is not mainly physical.
他攻击我们的方式不是攻击我们的身体。
It is inside.
是攻击我们里面。
It's through words.
是通过话语。
The scripture says that Satan is the father of lies.
那经上也说，撒旦是谎言之父。
That there is no truth in him.
在他里面是没有真理的。
So his tactic is to use words.
所以他攻击的方式就是用语言。
And words are little containers of power.
是语言其实是包含力量的。
Because words form ideas and beliefs.
因为话语能够形成理想和思维。
And ideas and beliefs are what drives our actions and our thought life, the way we think about people and the way we think about ourselves.
那这些理想和思维呢，就是驱使我们的行为的，对我们对人的看法的。
Satan uses words to manipulate us.
那撒旦呢是利用言语来指使我们
to affect the way we think about ourselves
来影响我们对自己的看法
and others
对人家的看法
and how to live our life
然后影响我们要如何过生活
and the only way to combat this I wish we could have more time to talk about it more we won't this morning the only way to combat this
那唯一的能够克服这一点的是
is through truth
是通过真理
is through holding truth
是高举真理
it's keeping truth in your mind
是把真理放在我们的脑海当中
so that the Bible says that our mind needs to be renewed
所以圣经上说过我们的思维要更新
So we need to begin as a whole church to examine.
我们呢要开始要以作为整个教会来检测。
What are the lies that we believe?
检测我们相信的有哪些谎言。
What is the truth in God's word to replace those lies?
那我们呢要用什么真理神的真理来。代替这些谎言
so that there's an ongoing process of our mind being renewed
所以呢这就是我们的内心思维被更新的一个过程
so I pray for us brothers and sisters that we would be alert
所以我为我们的弟兄姐妹们祷告我们要保持警惕
be alert
我们要警惕。
That Jesus is coming soon.
耶稣很快，很快再来。
Be alert for what's happening in the church.
我们要警惕教会里正在发生，的一切。
Be alert to the enemy's attacks.
我们要警惕，敌人的攻击。
When things like this is happening, when a whole group of non-believers come from death to life, from blind to see.
那像这样的事情，一群非信徒，接受了耶稣主耶稣基督从死里复活，从瞎眼变成从瞎眼变成变成能看见的。
Yeah. Okay. Lost my train of thought there. What was I talking about? The enemy.
Blind, yeah. Too blind to. Blind
to the enemy that we do not see is actively against that.
当然，我们看不见的这位敌人正在努力的攻击我们。
So let's be aware.
所以我们一定要清醒。
And to know that victory is already on our side.
我们要知道胜利肯定在我们这边。
The scripture says that greater is he who is in us than he who is of this world.
圣经上也说过，在我们里面的这位，比在世界上的这位更加伟大。
Number two, Paul says to stand firm in the faith.
那第二点，保罗说在真道上站立得稳。
You see, there's standing firm.
你看有没有看到他们站立的很稳。
Okay. Then there's you're standing, but you're like a little bit shaky. You're like a little wobbly. You know, if I'm on the edge here, I'm like, I'm standing, but I'm not firm.
也有人就是他站着，但是他站得不那么稳。
And then there's just falling in the faith.
当然也有另外一种就是你摔倒的。
When our family went to one of my favorite hikes,
当我们全家去犹太州，去一个我最喜爱的一个爬山的地方。
It's called the Narrows.
这个地方呢叫做
The Narrows,
狭窄。
And it's a beautiful picture of slot canyons as you walk through it.
这里的景色呢非常的漂亮。
The hike, eventually.Even goes into the water from ankle deep to mid, and if you want, you could go all the way up to here with water on this hike.
这条爬山的道呢，就是呢，最终呢会带你来到一条小河，那个小河你可以走进去。
It's absolutely beautiful.
也非常的漂亮。
But on this hike, there are parts where, as you hike, you are like, you are standing firm. You're able to walk confidently.
但在这条小径上呢，有一段路呢，就是非常的好走，你可以走得踏踏实实的。
And then there's parts where, as you get into the water a little bit, the rocks start to get a little bit slippery, a little bit loose.
但是呢，也有一段路呢，就是有一点水，然后下面石头，你走的不是那么稳。
And so you're still able to stay up, but you're a little bit shaky.
你人就可以走过去，但是呢，你走的时候呢，就不那么稳，有一点摇摇晃晃。
And everyone slows down because you're just not sure of your footing, right? You're like, ah.
每个人呢都慢下来了，因为你不确定你能不能可以站稳。
And good sons will find their mother and help their mother. And come on, mom, let's go together. We're all shaky.
那我知道有些好的儿子就会去搀扶他的老母亲。
And then there's parts where the rocks are so loose.
也有一部分呢，就是下面的石头呢，非常的松。
That you will just slip and fall.
你呢就可能会滑倒。
The same thing happens in our faith.
那同样的，我们的信心也是这样。
There are times when you're able to experience walking.On solid ground.
有的时候呢，你觉得你的信心呢是走在非常坚固的
And you're
地面上。
Full of confidence.
你是充满了自信。
Then there's times where you're up, but you're a little bit shaky. We've seen in every one of us where you might slip and fall down.
也有的时候，我们每个人也都经历过，就是有时候我们呢也就打滑摔跤。
And that's when you just really sometimes get hurt.
这个时候呢，你可能会是受到真正的伤害。
But notice what Paul is saying here is he says, stand firm in the faith.
但是我们要注意到，保罗在这里说是要在站立得稳，要在真道上站立得稳。
It doesn't say just stand firm.
保罗不是说要叫你只是站稳。
He says stand firm in what? The faith.
他说是要在真道上站稳。
Stand firm in the gospel of Christ.
我们要在基督的福音上站稳。
Stand firm in Jesus and his words.
我们要在耶稣和他的话语里站稳。
Jesus said, anyone who hears my words and practices them,
耶稣说过，任何人听到我的话语，并且把我的话语放在行为上
right, is like a man
就像
who builds his house on the what? The rock.
就像一个人在岩石上、磐石上建造房子。
When the rain came,
当雨水降下的时候
，and the streams rose,
当洪水起来的时候
，and the winds blew,
当大风刮起的时候
，the house will not fall.
那这房子就不会倒塌。
Because the house is built upon the firm.Foundation of Jesus Christ.
因为这座房子是建立在耶稣基督的坚实的磐石上。
But then Jesus also says,
但耶稣也说过,
But to the one who hears my words, so you have my words, but you don't practice them,
如果听见我的话,但是不去照样行的话,
is like a man who built his house on the sand.
就像是一个人把房子盖在沙上。
So when the rain came,
当雨淋
and the streams rose,
当水冲
and the wind blew,
然后大风刮起的时候
his house came crashing down,
那这房子就会倒塌
because he was not built on a firm foundation.
因为这座房子不是建立在坚固的根基上的。
Your rock,
你的磐石
your foundation,
你的根基
If you want to stand firm, is Jesus Christ.
如果你要站立得稳的话，这个根基就是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ, His work and His words lived out in your life.
是耶稣基督的话语，耶稣基督的工作在你的生命当中活出来。
That's your rock.
这就是你的磐石。
Don't let the enemy tell you.To put your foot down on anything else.
不要允许敌人告诉你把你的脚放在任何其他的地方。
Because when the enemy says, this is very good, this is very firm, this is good, put your trust in that, put your hope in that.
当敌人告诉你的时候，这个是很好的，是很坚硬的，你可以把你的脚踩上去，你可以信靠它。
That's a lie.
这是一个谎言。
And so when you try to put your foot on that, that's when you shake and you might slip and fall.
如果你试图把你的脚放在这样的东西上，那这个时候就是你会动摇，你就会打滑，你就会摔跤。
I pray that our foundation will be Jesus Christ and His work on the cross, His words that are lived out in our life.
我祷告就是我们的根基就是耶稣基督的话语和他的话语和他的行为在我们的生命当中显示出来活出来。我今天早上希望你听到。
Some of you are thinking, maybe I need to stand right here. Maybe I need to stand right here. And you're believing something to say, you can trust in that. You can trust in that. And you'll be happy. Your hope can go on that.
或许今天早上你们有些人在想，就是我可以站在这边，我可以把我可以把我的信心放在这边。
But I want to encourage you to test that.
但是我也鼓励你可以去试一试。
Is that foundation on based on Jesus and what He's done, or is that on something else?
那你要问自己，这个根基是根据耶稣基督的基督吗？还是根据其他东西
？Stand firm, stand firm.
你要站立得稳
in the faith.
站立在真道上站立得稳。
Number three.
第三点,
be mature.
我们要成熟。
Okay. Grow to become mature.
我们要长大成熟。
This translation says act like men.
那中文是说要做大丈夫。
Oh, no, no, no. In the English, it says act like men.
要做一个真正的男人。
Uh-huh. And that could be a little misunderstanding.
有时候呢, 可能会, 有一些误解。
Is he calling for all brothers and sisters in the church? He's writing to everyone. Is he telling everyone to act like a man? I don't want my wife to act like a man.
他是不是保罗是不是说在要叫全教会的弟兄姐妹们都 他们的行为都像一个男人呢?
I don't want my wife to act like a man.
我不希望看到我的太太的行为像一个男人。
She's lovely as a woman.
她作为一个女人非常可爱。
And then the Chinese says, be great husbands or something like that, right?
Yeah. 那在中文里说要做大丈夫。
So let's preach about everyone being a great husband.
那我们是不是要做每个人都作为一个大丈夫呢?
That's not Paul's point.
这不是保罗所要提的。
Paul's point is not calling for manliness.
保罗呢，并不是说要每一个人都有成为男子汉。
He's calling for maturity in the church.
他是指呢要让教会成熟。
The idea he is saying is.
他这里所告诉的意思是
grow and mature.
我们要成长并成熟。
You were once a child.
我们以前是一个孩子。
But now it's time for you to keep maturing.
那现在呢，就是你要继续的成长，继续的成熟。
Throughout this letter, he's actually talking about that to this church.
通过这封信，他就是想把这一点告诉他的教会。
The desire of God for every Christian.
那对神对每一个基督徒的设计是。
His goal for every Christian in the church.
他对每一个信徒的目标是。
Is spiritual maturity.
是灵命上的成熟。
To be more and more in the character of Christ.
要越来越像基督。
To love more and more like Christ.
我们也要像基督那样去爱。
And to pursue God's purpose for us like Christ.
我们也要像基督那样去追求神的目标。
Whatever you are doing in your life today.
今天不管你在做什么。
Whatever ministry you are involved in.
不管你是在哪个部门服侍,
whatever part of the church you are in,
不管你是属于教会哪一部分的,
spiritual maturity must be of the greatest and highest importance in your life.
但是呢, 灵命上的成熟呢, 一定要成为你生命当中最高, 最重要的。
God doesn't want you to just come and do a duty in His name.
神啊,并不希望你来到教会里以他的名义来做一些事情。
God's purpose for you is not to just come on Sunday and go through the routine activities and then go home Monday through Saturday.
神的目的并不是希望你只是礼拜天来到教会,然后完成一些常规的活动,然后礼拜一,礼拜六就待在家里。
God's desire for us is to grow and change and keep transforming.
那神对我们的期望呢,就是要我们不断的成长,不断的转变。
To be more and more like Christ.
要越来越像基督。
To resemble His Son more and more.
我们要越来越像他的儿子。
In our life, in our mission, in our purpose.
在我们的生命当中,在我们的宣教当中,在我们的目标当中,要越来越像他的儿子。
Anyone who is a parent here knows this feeling.
任何一位做父母的都知道这样的感受。
When you see your child, all you want for them is to mature.
当你希望你孩子的,对你孩子所有的希望就是要让他成熟。
And sometimes when us parents get together, we talk about all the terrible things of our children, right?
我知道,当一些父母聚在一起的时候,他们就会谈一些...
Maybe it's just us.
就会谈一些那种孩子上可怕的事情。
But no matter what we say,
但是不管我们怎么说,
inside,
在我们的内心里面,
we are probably the only people in the world who see the greatest potential in our children.
或许我们在这个世界上, 我们是唯一一位看到我们孩子的, 潜力的,
no matter how immature they are,
不管他们是如何的不成熟, 幼稚,
we are the ones who have parent glasses.
我们是那位有戴着父母的眼镜的,
they have so much potential.
我们看到他们有如此多的潜力,
I want to guide them to reach their fullest potential. I'm looking at all the young people there.
我一定要带领他们, 让他们达到, 达到他们的潜力。
If you put on all the parent glasses in our church for all of these young people sitting here,
如果我们戴上我们父母的眼镜, 看一看我们坐在这里的年轻人,
we would see so much potential in the next generation.
我们会看到下一代是如此有如此大的潜力。
But sometimes at church we don't see that. Look how terrible they are. They're so Corbin is so misbehaving all the time.
但是有时候呢, 我们看不到这一点, 我们在想着就是, 哎呀, 他们是这么调皮, 这么可怕。
I always hear Corbin's running around. Corbin's climbing the wall. Corbin.
我也听到经常有人跟我说, 你儿子在, 你儿子在做什么什么, 你儿子在干嘛?
Put on my glasses.
我在想, 你要戴上我的眼镜。
And you will see the potential in Corbin. Wow.
那你就会看到我儿子的潜力。
But we need to help them to become mature.
但是我们要帮助他们成熟。
And they will not reach that potential unless they're mature.
如果他们不成熟的话, 他们就达不到这个潜力。
What God is giving us a picture is, in the church, there are different levels of spiritual maturity.
那神给我们的一幅图案就是呢, 在教会里面呢, 我们有不同程度上的灵命上的成熟。
Spiritual maturity is not determined by age.
灵命上的成熟呢, 并不是由你的年龄而决定的。
So just because you're old,
并不是说因为你年纪大,
does not mean that you're spiritually mature.
你就会在灵命上更成熟些。
And just because you are young,
但也并不是因为你年轻,
does not mean that you cannot be spiritually mature.
你在灵命上就不成熟。
In 1 John,
在约翰一书,
oh, you already showed the verse? It is vital to see signs of spiritual maturity going on in the church.
看到灵命成熟的, 特征是非常重要的。
You want to see people always going from, actually, 1 John says little children, he says young men, and he says fathers, but really what that means is just little children and young adults and then parents in the church.
那在经文上说, 从小子到少年到父亲, 但是真正的是指呢, 是指孩子, 青少年和父母。
Because when you become more and more spiritually mature,
当你在灵命上越来越成熟的时候,
you begin to find that you are helping the little children in the faith of our church mature.
你就会发现你自己呢, 在, 在帮助那些, 灵命上的孩子慢慢地变成熟。
You realize I'm not a child, I'm not a little child in my faith anymore. I've grown, and we can see signs of that, overcoming the evil one. And you are a young adult in the church, and you're already beginning to help other little children in their faith. Not age, spiritually.
你也会看到自己在信心上慢慢的成熟,然后你就会开始, 帮助那些在信心上还是孩子的, 信徒。
And so we have a group of little babies in our church.
所以呢, 我们教会里有,
spiritual babies. So where are our more spiritual, mature brothers and sisters who are able to support them and help them grow in their faith?
那在灵命上呢, 比较成熟的这群弟兄姐妹们呢, 就可以帮助他们, 支持他们。
I pray that we will see a greater movement of that within our church.
我呢也, 祷告就是我们能够看到, 一个, 非常大的行动。
That we will see the different stages of spiritual maturity, and the more mature you are automatically learning and desiring to help other younger ones in their faith to grow.
我呢也指望着看到就是我们教会有不同的就是灵命上成熟的人群，然后在灵命上更成熟的这群人呢，能够扶持帮助灵命上尚未成熟的人群。
So, brothers and sisters, we all want to be somewhere in that cycle and always on this process of maturing. Sometimes there's a little up, a little down, but overall, you're going to keep maturing in your faith.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我希望呢，每一位都能够希望自己在这个圈子里面，然后呢，慢慢呢，在慢慢在灵命上变成熟。虽然当中呢，或许有一些挣扎，或许有些挫折，但是总的过程呢，我们能够看到，我们的灵命是在不断的成熟的。
Lastly, he says, everything you do,
最后他说，凡你们所做的，do
it in love,
都要凭爱心而做。
In all that you do, do it in love.
你所一切所做的要凭爱心而做。
Be alert.
我们要警惕。
Stand firm in the faith.
我们要在信心里站立得稳。
Grow and mature.
我们要成长，我们要成熟。
Help other brothers and sisters in the church.
我们在要帮助教会里的弟兄姐妹们。
And yet this is the key.
但是重点是,
everything you do, do it in love.
关键就是, 凡你们所做的, 都要凭爱心而做。
If we are a busy church,
如果我们教会是一个忙碌的教会,
running through all of our routines,
我们在忙碌着我们的, 常规,
but there is an absence of love,
但是呢，当中缺乏了爱,
then we missed the core.
那我们呢，就没有抓住核心。
He doesn't say most things that you do, do in love.
他没有说大部分的事情你去做，你要凭爱心而做。
He says, everything you do, do in love.
他是指你们所做的一切，每一样事情。
And this love is talking about the type of love that comes from Christ, that is displayed by Christ.
这里的爱，他所提到的爱呢，是指呢。 耶稣基督的爱,
a type of love that truly is willing to lay your life down.
这种爱呢，是愿意放下自己生命的爱,
for another brother or for another sister.
是愿意为另外一位弟兄或姐妹放下自己生命的爱。
It's a love that is others focused and not self focused.
这是一种爱呢，是以其他人为重点，而不是以自己。
The starting point is not when I come into my community, what is best for me.
这并不是呢，你不能以这样的开始来到，当你来到一个社，一个一群人或者一个社区的时候，你就在想着，对我来说，什么是最好的。
But when I come into my community, I think and I pray, Jesus, how can I give and serve and lay my life down for others here?
我们是要这样，当我来到这个社区的时候，我要祷告，我能够如何为这里的弟兄姐妹们放下我的生命，来帮助他们。
That is when the world truly knows this God is a real God.
这就是，这个时候呢，整个世界就会知道，这里的神是一位真正的神。This
is not just an organization machine with wheels running.
他们就知道这里呢，不是一个仅仅是一个组织或者一个机器在转动。
No, it's organic.
这不是有机的。
No, this is organic.
这是有机的。有机 organic.
Is that what it means?
有生命有机。
Okay. It's organic. There's light. It's living.
有光的，有生命的。
I'm like, gee, like what can I say? It's a place of life.
这是一个有爱的地方。
All right, I can't go on that after that. Thank you, brother. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for...
父亲，我们感谢你今天早上带我们来到这里。
Just, we can see what you are doing, what you are doing through us, through anyone who is willing to participate in your very imperfect work here.
我们感谢你带领我们看到每一个人都愿意就是参与这里一切的这里一切的事工，虽然不是完美的。
I think it might not be great, but many of us were more surprised that every person in that gospel class repented from their sin to turn to you, O Lord.
我知道对我们当中很多人来说，今天早上我们看到有如此多的有如此多的灵归向了你们，我们今天早上都很惊讶。
Because we always look at how imperfect or corny or cheesy and inept we are.
因为我们知道我们看我们自己的时候，我们都知道我们自己是如此的不完美。
But the lie is if we stop there.
但是呢，那个谎言呢，告诉我们呢，就要这样子，就要这样子思想。
But the truth is, Lord, that your power is made perfect in our weakness.
但是呢，真理呢，就是你的力量呢，使我们成为完美。
We should not be surprised when an entire group of non-believers hear the gospel and we pray and we bring your good news and they all come to be saved and become to be born again.
我们真是不应该惊奇，看到一群非信徒今天早上接受了你的福音，来到你的面前。
So Lord, help us to see that we are a living organism here.
所以神啊，我希望你能够帮助我们，能够看到也意识到我们自己在这里是一群有生命的人。
And we need to look out for one another.
我们要相互照顾。
Especially those that we know are struggling in areas.
特别是如果我们当中有在某些地方挣扎的。
As Pastor James said last week, it's not a place where we see their weaknesses and we criticize, but we see their weaknesses and we protect and cover.
就像范长老上周所提到的，当我们看到他们的软弱之处，我们不是要去批评评论他们，而是要去帮助保护他们。
And so, Lord, that is the love that is like Jesus.
所以主，这样的爱就是基督的爱。
And you have encouraged us this morning to do everything that we do in love. Everything that we do it in the love of Jesus.
今天早上你也鼓励我们，我们所凡事一切我们能够做的，我们都要以凭着爱心去做。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你，主。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.